Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Wednesday, April 10th. Coming up on today's show, we'll get into the weather report, then we'll jump into some local news and a few interesting happenings in business, science, and entertainment. But first, you'll be interested to know 175 years ago, today in 1849. The safety pin was patented by Walter Hunt. He later sold his rights to the fastener for just $400. Today, there are only two manufacturers left in the U.S. who make the safety pin, and they produce about 1 billion pins every year. So now you know. And now you know what time it is. It's time for the weather report. In the Boston area, this morning, it's partly cloudy and feels like 38 degrees with 6 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 7:20 and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:08. It looks like we're in for a chance of showers today, mainly after 4 p.m. and mostly cloudy with a high near 54. Chance of precipitation is 30%. Tonight, a chance of showers mainly before 10 p.m. with patchy fog after midnight with a low around 46. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Wednesday will be at 7 a.m. with a high tide at 1:30 p.m. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 44 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, Thursday will be cloudy with a chance of showers, mainly after 9 a.m., and a high near 59. Rain becomes likely Thursday night and continues Friday with a chance of thunderstorms before noon and windy conditions. Temperatures reach the low 60s on Friday. Saturday and Sunday will be partly sunny and breezy with highs in the mid to upper 50s. A slight chance of showers returns Sunday night. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Kai Ramen, a ramen chain originating from New York City, is set to open its first Massachusetts location in the Boston area, marking a significant expansion. Since its inception in 2014, Kai Ramen has grown rapidly, boasting over 126 outlets. The upcoming branch will be located on Beacon Street in Brookline. Kai Ramen is renowned for its authentic Japanese cuisine, developed by expert ramen masters, offering a diverse menu that extends beyond ramen to include omurice, ramen burgers, and a variety of desserts and drinks. Now on to sports. Tiger Woods, despite his extensive history of surgeries and the challenges that come with them, remains determined as he approaches his 26th Masters. Arriving early for a practice round, Woods' presence alone captivated spectators, highlighting his undiminished appeal. His daily battles with pain underscore the physical toll his body has endured through his illustrious career. Yet, Woods' dedication to golf is unwavering, even if his practice sessions are no longer as intensive as they once were. His ability to compete over 72 holes is a testament to his resilience, even as the physical demands of the game grow increasingly strenuous. Woods' commitment to the sport and belief in his potential to win, despite recent struggles, reflect an enduring defiance and ambition that have defined his career. Round one of the Masters starts this Thursday in Augusta. In local sports, rough day in Boston sports. The Red Sox fell short in the home opener, losing to the Orioles 7-1. The Celtics on the road lost to the Bucks 104-91. And the Bruins, also on the road, lost to the Hurricanes 4-1. Tonight, the Sox are at home in Game 2 against the Orioles. In top news, Las Vegas, a city synonymous with opulence, faces a stark challenge, adapting to a future with significantly less water. With 90% of its water supply coming from the increasingly strained Colorado River, Las Vegas embarked on stringent water conservation measures early on, contrasting with other Southwest cities. These measures include limiting pool sizes, banning certain cooling systems, and incentivizing turf removal, leading to a 31% reduction in river water use despite a population increase. The urgency for conservation is heightened by record lows in major reservoirs and federal warnings of necessary cutbacks. Las Vegas' approach serves as a model for other cities navigating the balance between growth and sustainability in an era of diminishing water resources. In business news, Jamie Dimon, CEO of JPMorgan Chase, shared valuable management lessons in his 2023 shareholder letter, reflecting his extensive leadership experience. Key takeaways include the importance of observation before action, inspired by the Buddha Loop military strategy, which emphasizes understanding the field before making decisions. Dimon also encourages leaders to challenge the status quo, question everything, and engage with naysayers to uncover blind spots. He highlights the significance of long-term thinking, urging leaders to envision future scenarios and work backward to achieve desired outcomes. Lastly, Dimon underscores leading with integrity and heart, emphasizing the importance of trust, respect, and fair treatment of all employees. Also of note, Jamie Dimon is telling the public that Bitcoin and cryptocurrency is a fraud, and its only use case is for criminals. While at the same time, his bank has created its own crypto token and has been investing in Bitcoin.
Alrighty then.
In crypto movement, Bitcoin is now just under $69,000. Ethereum is at $3,500. And Solana is $170. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class. With locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham, just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. The Delta IV Heavy, a hallmark of space launch capabilities, made its final journey into the skies from Cape Canaveral, Florida, carrying a classified spy satellite for the National Reconnaissance Office. This launch not only marked the end of the Delta IV Heavy's era, but also concluded the Delta rocket family's storied legacy, with a total of 389 missions since 1960. Despite initial technical setbacks, the launch proceeded flawlessly, showcasing the rocket's impressive hydrogen-fueled engines and its iconic hydrogen fireball at ignition. This mission underscores the transition within United Launch Alliance from the venerable Delta and Atlas rockets to the next-generation Vulcan rocket, signaling a new chapter in space exploration and satellite deployment. And in entertainment news, Lady Gaga is set to star as Harley Quinn in the eagerly anticipated Joker, Folie à Deux, appearing alongside Joaquin Phoenix's acclaimed Joker. The first trailer teases a dramatic and villainous love story showcasing moments of connection, chaos, and camaraderie between Quinn and the Joker, hinting at a departure from traditional comic book portrayals. With an ensemble cast including Brendan Gleeson and Catherine Keener, and directed by Todd Phillips, the film is poised to explore the depths of these iconic characters' complex relationship. Scheduled for release on October 4th, the sequel builds on the success of the original Joker film, which garnered significant acclaim and box office success. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the CEO of J.P. Morgan Chase, Jamie Dimon. And the man running the fifth largest bank in the world said,
"And there's about a dozen big financial companies, Fidelity included."
Number one, I don't care. So just please stop talking about this shit. This is the last time I'm ever going to state my opinion.
Bitcoin itself is a hyped up fraud. It's a pet rock.
You're back to that?
Yeah,
really?
Of course, yeah.
But it has all the characteristics of a store of value. It's immutable. It's scarce.
Totally untrue. It's
21 million.
Well, yeah, really. How do you know it's going to stop at 21 million?
Because
I've mentioned this to people.
Satoshi.
Everyone says that. Well, maybe it's going to get to 21 million, and Satoshi's picture is going to come up and laugh at you all. Bitcoin itself is a hyped up fraud.
And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.